The American, Baltimore, Maryland, January 14, 1895. It is not generally known that a Christian Science congregation was organized in this city about a year ago. It now holds regular services in the parlor of the residence of the pastor at 1414 Linden Avenue. The dedication in Boston last Sunday of the Christian Science Church, called the Mother Church, which cost over $200,000, adds interest to the Baltimore organization. There are many other church edifices in the United States owned by Christian Scientists. Christian Science was founded by Mrs. Mary Baker Eddy. The Baltimore congregation was organized at a meeting held at the present location on February 27, 1894. Dr. Hammond, the pastor, came to Baltimore about 3 years ago to organize this movement. Miss Cross came from Syracuse, New York, about 18 months ago. Both were under the instruction of Mrs. Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of the movement. Dr. Hammond says he was converted to Christian Science by being cured by Mrs. Eddy of a physical ailment some 12 years ago, after several doctors had pronounced his case incurable. He says they use no medicines, but rely on mind for cure, believing that disease comes from evil and sick-producing thoughts, and that if they can so fill the mind with good thoughts as to leave no room there for the bad, they can work a cure. He distinguishes Christian Science from the faith cure and added, "This Christian Science really is a return to the idea of primitive Christianity." It would take a small book to explain fully all about it, but I may say that the fundamental idea is that God is mind, and we interpret the scriptures wholly from the spiritual or metaphysical standpoint. We find in this view of the Bible the power fully developed to heal the sick. It is not faith cure, but it is an acknowledgement of certain Christian and scientific laws. And to work a cure, the practitioner must understand these laws aright. The patient may gain a better understanding than the churches had in the past. All churches have prayed for the cure of disease, but they have not done so in an intelligent manner, understanding and demonstrating the Christ healing.